Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. A fun one for you today on this Wednesday hump day. Brent Hesse here and joining me, Noah Cassidy, per usual. I know you love hump day, but it's a little bit special hump day today. We've got some extra guests in the house for us. Yep. Tell us about that, Noah.
So they're from the Purpose Program, which is over there at Chillicothe High School, and they send a bunch of the students out to different businesses, and they get to shadow and kind of see how the workflow goes.
That's awesome.
And so three of them chose us, the greatest place on the planet, right?
Yes,
here at KCHI.
Can't beat that.
And so I'm going to have them come up and you just introduce your name and whatever, and then we'll go ahead and get into our facts. And they've actually got some facts for us as well, so we'll get to those as well. But you can just kind of introduce yourself real fast.
Hello, I'm Gavin Harding from the Purpose Program at Chillicothe High School.
My name is Lillian Nelson.
And my name is Elijah Ferris from the Chillicothe High School.
Awesome. Great to have all three of you guys here. Excited to hear your facts. But first, we're going to go ahead and get into ours. I always let Noah share his fact first. And this week, we've been talking about states that almost happened but
didn't.
So yep.
So this one's kind
today?
Of unique as well. So this one's called Absorico.
Absorico.
Yep, that's what
it's
it is. So
not as crazy as Forgotatonia.
Not quite. And
but
a little
I don't
bit
know
harder
what it
to
is.
Say. Me
like,
neither.
I
so.
Knew what Texlahoma was going to be.
Right.
But this one, I'm curious on.
So 1939, it was a street commissioner. So this is kind of, it is kind of odd because of how it developed. So anyways, here we go. So a street commissioner in Sherdan, Wyoming, his name was A.R. Swickard. He actually declared himself the governor of Absorica. So he just declared that he was
this
it. It's not even a state
this
yet.
This place in Wyoming.
Right. And it's not even technically a state. He just declares that he is the governor. And then he combined a chunk of Wyoming, Montana, and South Dakota.
Okay.
And so those are the portions that made up this state. So at the time, the Federal Rights Project was sent journalists across this country to actually search for local color, and so what might have remained little known local oddity was actually captured. So this wasn't publicly known. It wasn't a big thing. The only reason they found out about it was sending these journalists out. Mm. What's really funny is they also hosted their own pageants dealing with Absorica, and like they had all their own thing, but it never even made it to the legislature.
So basically, they just kind of did it all, but didn't have any of the paperwork.
Nope,
nothing.
It was legal by no means. They were just
they were
hey, we're a state.
In their own fairy tale
I'm a
world.
Governor, and they went with it.
Yeah.
And eventually, obviously, it completely dissolved. But yeah,
like,
so
you guys got to cut this out. Wow.
But anyway, so yeah, that's my fact right there. What you got?
That's pretty cool. Well, I've got one about the oldest living chicken.
The oldest chicken?
Yes.
Okay, how old is this chicken?
Well, first, you got to guess the chicken's name.
Oh, so I need to know the chicken's name. The, so, okay, Chuck.
The oldest living chicken is named Peanut.
Okay, way off.
And he was born in southeastern Michigan in 2002, and he's still living today. He reached the verified age of 20 years old on March 1st, 2022, and now he's still continuing to go today. So this chicken in Michigan is 21 years old now today.
21.
Officially legal.
A chicken. That's nuts.
Yes.
That's,
cool
I mean, how old? Now I'm going to have to look up how old a chicken usually lives.
Most hens live for between 6 and 8 years.
Oh, so exceeded that by lots.
Yes.
Triple. Almost. Almost triple.
Going to get there.
So, yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Peanut, okay, so I was saying he. I was misidentifying Peanut. She was a hen, and she laid eggs until the age of 8. But then, so she's produced some living grandchildren and great-grandchildren that she's continues to live with today.
Hey, maybe those chickens will live that long.
Yeah, we'll see if that's in the bloodlines or not. But pretty cool for Peanut the chicken, the oldest living one, and that is in Michigan. We also talked about the new state that almost happened. Actually, it didn't even really get close to happening. But now we've got some more Did You Know facts from our friends here at the Purpose Program from Chillicothe High School. So come on up and give us your Did You Know fact today. Can't wait to hear these.
Did you know that some lipsticks actually contain actual fish scales?
Fish scales. Ooh, I'm glad I don't wear much lipstick because that doesn't sound very appetizing to me.
I'm here to talk about the ocean and the fish.
Okay.
And did you know that sharks are the only fish that can blink with both eyelids.
Wow, I did not know that. I guess. See, I'm thinking that flounders, they have like one big eye, so maybe they can blink with one eye.
I didn't even know fish could blink, technically.
Well, I don't think most of them can, but I think that like if you look at a flounder, they've got like one big eye and one smaller eye, so maybe they can blink with their big eye, but that's why sharks can blink with both. Pretty cool. I like that one. Okay, what else do we got?
I have one for one of the more common house pets.
Okay.
Cat's urine actually glows underneath a black light.
It's got glowing.
Who's the guy that figured that one out? Yeah. It was like, hey, let me walk around with a black light and shine it at my cat's litter box.
I don't even want to think about how that one got started, but that's interesting to know. But hopefully I don't have to turn off the lights and I'm under a black light and see some cat urine. That'd be pretty crazy.
Especially if it's on you.
There we go. That's some good Did You Know show facts today. And you guys brought the animal facts. I always love talking about the animal facts. I had one today as well with the oldest chicken. And, of course, Noah with his almost states. We'll have a couple more of those the rest of the week. Thank you so much to you guys from the Purpose Program for joining us today. And make sure everybody comes on back for another Did You Know episode tomorrow.